Records, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, the Verboten Festival. Step 5. Check out Discorder.ca for web exclusives and magazine updates. Step 6. Come into the station. Write for Discorder. Get a show! Duh.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media.
The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, April 20th, 2018. That's right, it's 4:20. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's our first ever 420 show. We've been doing this for almost 4 years, and this is the first time the show has landed on 420, so we've got some appropriate music for that. We'll talk Chekhov with some of the cast of The Cherry Orchard that opens next week at Jericho Art Center. And we'll hear about The Money Shot, a dark comedy about show business by Neil LaBute. It's coming to Studio 1398 next month. Plus, we got call board, lots of music, tell you what's going on around town on the theater stages. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Alrighty, there we go. We'll just let the ventures drift away there. How are you doing? It's kind of a cloudy day here on the West Coast, but we're still enjoying the world. Spring is here and all that stuff. It's 420 and all of that entails. And I got nothing to say. Let's start with some tunes. So, like I said, 420, it's the old marijuana thing. And I grew up in the 60s. We thought we invented marijuana, but it turns out it has a long history going back even further. And in the 30s, 20s and 30s, there was a lot of really cool songs about the weed, including this one by Cab Calloway.
Man, what's the matter with that cat there?
Must be full of reefer.
Full of reefer?
Yeah, man.
Mean that cat's high?
Sailing.
Sailing?
Lightly.
Get away from here.
Man, is that the Reaper Man?
That's the Reaper Man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Thank you.
do song. You'll be high but not for long. If you're a viper, I'm the queen of everything. I've got to be high before I can swing. Light a tea and let it be. If you're a viper, when you go get dry, you know you're high. Everything is dandy. You suck on down to the candy store. Bust your cough on peppermint candy. Then you know your brown body stinks. You don't care if you don't pay rent. Sky is high and so am I. Tell me if you're viper.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosions!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
On the phone right now is actor Kate Isaac. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Thanks for connecting up with us today. You are a part of the, you're a member of the cast of the upcoming performance of Neil LaBute's The Money Shot.
Indeed,
and it looks like quite an adventurous bit of theater. I just was sort of gazing through some of the notes, and Neil LaBute has been referred to as the theater's reigning misanthrope, and this is his first comedy.
That's true. Misanthrope, yes, I think that's probably an appropriate word for Mr. LaBute.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about what's the play about? What's the story?
Essentially, the play centers around three Hollywood actors. Two of them are kind of megastars. It's the megastars that we would know today. Imagine Gwyneth Paltrow, Tom Cruise kind of stars.
Yeah.
And they're starting to age. Two of them in particular are starting to age. And by that, we mean aging for a woman is about 35.
Yeah.
And for a man, that's about 50.
Mm-hmm.
And they are desperately trying to kind of, I guess, have a last ditch moment of stardom before they fade into oblivion, essentially. And so they get together with their significant others to discuss this rather dramatic thing that they're planning to do in their next film in order to boost their stardom again.
Mm-hmm. Now, for me, the title, The Money Shot, it immediately, for those who don't know, money shot is usually a term used in porn.
Correct. Yeah. It's an interesting one to tell you.
And it has to do with the completion of a scene.
Yes, that's very PC. Well done. Yeah, I mean, that's a term that's kind of colloquially used in the film industry as kind of like the big shot for the film,
right,
or kind of a big action close-up. It has been, I guess, stolen a little by the rest of the film industry, not just the X-rated film industry.
Right.
But I think Mr. LaBute, as he's very well known to do, is good at double entendres. And so he's using that in multiple senses, one being its original form and the others being the more PC Hollywood form.
Yeah. I mean, without giving away anything in the plot, I think the notion here is that in order to make the film a success and to for the actors involved to do what they can to keep their careers alive, they might be asked to do something that they might not necessarily feel comfortable with.
It might be the title.
Yeah.
Correct.
And so that's where the dilemma comes in, right? It's
precisely.
what do you compromise for your career?
Exactly. What do you do to stay on top? That I mean, that I mean, I'm not even going to go there, actually.
No.
That is. I mean, that is the question. What does one do when they have been famous for so long that they're starting to feel like they kind of mean nothing? What do they do to feel something again?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely a funny conversation to have.
Okay.
A little farcical, but kind of probably not too far from where we're heading now because everything is available.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Abundantly so.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your character.
Oh, so I play Karen. Karen is the female aging actress. It's kind of horrific to think that you're aging at 35.
I know.
You know, well, we're talking to some university students, so they're, most of them will be a ways off from this. So she is recently come out. She considers herself bisexual, and she has married a female who is also in the film industry. She's an editor, and her wife is extraordinarily smart. She's a Brown graduate and whip smart, in fact. She kind of runs circles around everyone in this play. And Karen is kind of, in an attempt to, what should we say, hold on to her relationship and this woman that she desperately loves, she's trying to bargain throughout the play. How does she keep her career and her marriage? How does she keep both things and kind of get what she wants? Karen is very much about getting what she wants. And I would assume that that's probably true for a lot of A-list stars who have been stars from the time they're kind of hitting their early 20s and they're used to getting whatever it is that they ask for and whatever it is they want, and it shouldn't be a big deal because they're a star. So this is kind of the disillusionment of that notion for Karen and how she's going to come to terms with that, with being told no, essentially.
Well, that's a big bite to chew on.
It's a big bite.
Now, you're also playing alongside Michael Denny, who
Michael Denny, indeed.
Yeah.
And he plays Steve, so he plays the pushing 50 actor.
Yeah.
And he's much in the same, I guess, the same place as Karen. I mean, he has a bit of a track record as a lot of Hollywood bad boys do. He's got, you know, a few ex-wives and a couple of illegitimate kids, and he's remarried to a woman who's half his age. And so, there, you know, Neil LaBute came from New York, went to L.A., worked in L.A. for some time, wrote this play after being in LA for some time and writing for film and television, and then went back to New York. Mm-hmm. So I think this is in many ways a catharsis piece for him, perhaps. It's kind of his way to get out the horrors of these kind of extreme characters that he met maybe while he was on the West Coast. It feels like a catharsis to him. Like, I'm going to write down all the terrible things about these people that I met, and we're all going to laugh at it.
Yeah.
So, Michael Denny plays Steve, who's, I guess, the male version of Karen, but significantly more crass.
Oh, really?
Yes, and he is the only male on stage, so it's a really great, power dynamic between three women and one man. It's lots of fun. And Neil LaBute, traditionally, a lot of people kind of think he's sexist, but, I mean, I've read almost all of his work, and I would say he is much, much harder on his own gender than he is on women or on non-binary. He's much harder. Yeah. So it's an interesting read to see just how severe he is with the only male in the play.
Wow. Now, I noticed that Neil LaBute has been involved with a locally produced series, Van Helsing.
That's correct.
Has he had any connection with your production at all?
A little. There's been a couple of online little things that have been mentioned here and there. And he actually attended the Celluloid Social Club, which is a really wonderful for people in the film industry, and he had a short film that played there on Wednesday night called Black Chicks, which is an adaptation of a short play he wrote, and he was actually at the Celluloid that night to talk about the film, and he just missed our kind of little mini performance of the money shot that we did as kind of a bit of a promo. He did, however, tell Michael Denny and our director, David C. Jones, not to F it up. So, vote of confidence from the writer.
Exactly.
Good.
Right. Thanks for mentioning David. I almost got away without talking about your magnificent director, David C. Jones.
Yes, he is magnificent, indeed. He's a wonderful, wonderful human. And he's been tolerating us very temperamental actors for weeks now, so the fact that the man is still standing is rather miraculous.
Well, you know, what goes around comes around, because, you know, I worked with him last year and we tolerated him, so...
such a darling.
He is. He really is. And yes. And he's a treat to work with. And
yes, indeed.
So yeah. The show goes on starting. You're only doing six performances.
That's correct. Yeah, it's a really quick turnaround. That's partly because so many of us in the cast, all of us really work in film and television as well. So we're trying to, theater, I think for all of us, is our love.
Yeah.
But film and television is our bankroll. So. as theater goes in this city anyway, one day we'll get there. It's a very short run, which is really exciting, actually, because we can't screw it up.
Yeah.
So I hope, you know, if Mr. LeBute ever hears this interview, we actually can't screw it up because we only have six performances. And the great thing about this run is we're actually doing a relaxed performance on the Saturday matinee. So that's specifically geared toward people who have a cognitive impairment, so people with Tourette's or people who have who are on the spectrum, ASD, somebody who maybe is a stroke sufferer or a survivor, rather, or people with epilepsy. So it basically means the house lights don't go all the way down. The sound is controlled somewhat. And we just kind of monitor for their comfort,
right,
which is a really great opportunity because oftentimes theaters are not inclusive for people who are cognitively impaired in some form. So that's a really exciting performance.
And it's also relaxed on the other side too, in that a relaxed performance is a little more tolerant of audience behavior as well.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
The actors are 100% tolerant, and there's pauses made if pauses need to be made. And there's actually a slightly greater link between the audience and the cast on a relaxed performance. We're both very aware of one another. And it's a really beautiful thing to do, actually. And you 100% know when you're affecting a relaxed audience and when you're not. And that's a really good feedback as an artist to get from your audience. So, yeah, it's when David suggested that we do that, we all kind of jumped on the opportunity because it's a really special thing indeed.
Right. So the relaxed show is in 2 weeks, Saturday the 5th of May. But the show itself starts on the 2nd.
The 2nd is our opening night,
And
then runs through until a matinee performance on Sunday the 6th.
At Studio 1398 on Granville Island. Tickets are at Brown Paper Tickets, and we've got a link on our Dave Radio Facebook page as well.
Wonderful.
So, Kate Isaac, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us about this.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll talk to you again
soon. We'll see you at the show.
You bet.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Folks think that I'm crazy. Say I'm foolish as can be. They're just jealous because I've been out in the backyard smoking tea. Say I can play the piano. And I'm pretty good on the stage. It ain't no lie, I'll tell you why. I've been outside blowing gauge. Gin and Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola and gin. Take it here with a Mickey fin. A big fat stick of tea will make me grin. You take the whiskey and you give me the gin. The folks say that I'm lonesome. Say I'm blue as I can be. Well, if you're smoking that jive when I pass by, gauge, save the roads for me. Can be. Well, if you're smoking that jive when I pass by, gate, save the road. Ain't talking about camels, save the road. I ain't talking about luggage, save the road for me.
There we go. That's Buck Washington. Save the Roach for me. It's 4:20 at 12:24 on the West Coast. So we're playing some of our favorite old reefer songs on Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. Some other shows that are going on this weekend. For all you opera fans, Opera Pro Cantati is still going strong at the Cambrian Hall at 17th and Main. This week they're doing Lucia di Lammermoor, which is based on a Sir Walter Scott story. And that's happening at the Cambrian Hall, 17th and Main, at 7 o'clock. And tickets are, I think, $20, something like that, for that. The Arts Club Theater on Granville Island still has the Humans. At the Stanley on Granville Street. The Humans is going strong there, and that runs until Sunday. Also closing this weekend is Mr. Burns, the post-electric play at Studio 1398. Nine Dragons at the Gateway Theater in Richmond closes this weekend. And let's see, what else have we got here? Going strong. Tonight is also the Metro Theater doing Shakespeare in Hollywood by Ken Ludwig. This is inspired by the filming of the 1934 version of Midsummer Night's Dream, where real characters from the play kind of mess around with the Hollywood actors. So that's happening at Metro Theater. And one more show. We talked about it last week. Tried to get on the phone with them, and I'm still embarrassed about that. The Frank Theater Company and The Explanation, written and directed by James Fagan Tate. That's happening at the Cultural Lab at Venables and Victoria. That runs for another week. And it's a story about two straight men who spend time together, and one of them just happens to like women's clothes. Nothing wrong with that. I'm known to put on a little makeup myself once in a while. Let's see. Let's take another quick break and come back with some more stuff.
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. Won't you hear with me?
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend, and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
This weekend is also Record Store Day, and so tomorrow we're going to be down at Neptune Records for an all-day event. Neptune, of course, at 3561 Main Street, 16th and Main. It's more like 18th. Yeah. Anyway, it's up there. There will be eight bands, hundreds of releases, store-wide sale, big party, performances by Black Wizard, Woolworm, Joe Pass, Bridal Party, Heavy Trip, Slow Tide, Chain Whip, and Tim the Mute. All going on starting at, the party starts around noon, but the store opens at 8 o'clock in the morning. So, let's see. Let's read the official notice here. It's Record Store Day tomorrow. Every year, we are celebrating in a big way. As always, have a ridiculously huge selection of limited releases. So lots of records at the record store. If you want to know more, you can check out their Facebook page, Record Store Day 2018 at Neptune Records. Actually, the music gets underway at 11 o'clock with Bridal Party, Tim the Mute performing at noon, and then it just carries on from there. So, you want to check out Record Store Day there. And there was something else here. Where is it? I mentioned that. Oh, yeah. If you had a chance to see Almost Maine, John Cariani's play at the Pacific Theater a couple of months ago, there is a sequel. It's called Lovesick, and it's a collection of nine slightly twisted, completely hilarious short plays set on a Friday night in an alternate suburban reality. And it's kind of an unromantic comedy for the romantic in everyone. And it's happening at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. Shows go until Sunday, I think. Yeah, or Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. Final show is Saturday night. So if you want to find out more, you can check out pacifictheater.com for that. Okay, we got another 420 song. This one's by Neil Young.
It's too dark to put the keys in my ignition. And the morning sun is yet to climb my hood ornament. But before too long I might see those flashing red lights. Look out, mama, 'cause I'm coming home tonight. Think of
we were hoping to get a visit from the cast of The Cherry Orchard, the latest production by the Smoking Gun Collective. Unfortunately, they were unable to make it, but I did want to make notice of it. It starts next week. It's playing at the Jericho Art Center. The Cherry Orchard is a play by Anton Chekhov. It was written, I think, in 1905. It's his last play. And it is probably one of the great classics of Russian literature and theater in general. It tells a story of a aristocratic family that just won't face the future. 40 years after the serfs were freed, Russian society is in great upheaval, and yet the Gayev family clings to the past and their old ways. Louis Boff and her daughter Anya return home from Paris to find their beloved estate is to be sold at auction. If they cannot pay their debts, even their magnificent cherry orchard may fall to the axe. It's directed by William B. Davis, better known on TV as the cigarette-smoking man from The X-Files, or Il Fumatore, as the Italians like to call him. It has a magnificent cast of some great local actors, people like John Prowse, Leslie Brownlee, Chris Walters, Karina Akison, Bronwyn Smith, Christine Iannetta, and Sean Anthony. Let's see, what else is going on? And it's going to be if you've never seen The Cherry Orchard, I really recommend you go down and see it for no other reason than later next season at the Arts Club, they're bringing in a kind of a modern adaptation. It's called The Orchard, and it's set in the Okanagan in the 1970s, but it's basically the same story. So it would be really interesting to see a proper production of The Cherry Orchard and then see later next year, see the adaptation of the Arts Club. And you can also ask yourself the question, is it a comedy or is it not? Because Chekhov called all his plays comedies, but they always end with something tragic happening at the end. So, you know, you figure it out. Anyway, Cherry Orchard, it's playing at the Jericho Arts Center from April 27th to May 19th. And you can get your tickets through Brown Paper Tickets, or you can check out their Facebook page. Or go to the Jericho Art Center page to find out more about that.
Sequential Circus has been Vancouver's premier showcase of live electronic music, art, and performance for over a decade. Strap on your dancing shoes and join us for Sequential Circus 22 on Saturday, April 21st at Open Studios. Musical performances by 1800 Height Street, Amos Hertzman, Lace, MAAM, and Quest, visuals by Dermot Glennon, Pixel Pusher, and Ian Ross, an aerial hoop performance by Celine. Tickets are $20. Get more information at sequentialcircus.ca.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
On Sunday, May 6th, participate and fundraise in the Vancouver Investors Group Walk for Alzheimer's. It's a fun and family-friendly event that sends a message of inclusion and hope to the estimated 70,000 British Columbians living with dementia and the people who care for them. The Vancouver Walk will take place at Creekside Community Recreation Center at 12 p.m. To learn more about how you can join us and create a movement, visit www.walkforalzheimers.ca. Vancouver, together, we make memories matter.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Lots of 420 stuff going on at the Rio this weekend. Tonight, it's Shakespeare After Dark presents Ye Old Shake and Bake. It's in honor of the mightiest of holidays. They'll be laying the liquor aside in reference to the mighty spliff, featuring a scene from Two Gentlemen of Lebowski, live sword play from Affair of Honor, shaken burlesque from our friends the Geekenders, and live music courtesy of the Shakespeare Band. It's a one-night stand no one will forget. Except maybe our dedicated dude. It's at the Rio tonight. Show's at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $12 in advance or $15 at the door. If you didn't know about Shakespeare After Dark, they are a group that they seek to introduce a new generation of theater goers to the works of the Bard by reviving the raucous, interactive, and vibrant nature of Elizabethan theater to a very modern twist that only the spirit of improvisation can bring, whilst reminding them to always enjoy Shakespeare responsibly. So once again, Shakespeare After Dark going on tonight at the Rio Theater. That'll be followed by the Midnight Show. It's Ralph Bakshi's Heavy Metal, one of the great animations of the 1970s. That's it gets underway at 11:30, and tickets are $10 in advance or $12 at the door. Tomorrow night there's a live show. Kitty Knights West presents Erotic City, a live band burlesque tribute to Prince. And it is with great reverence that Kitty Knights presents a remount of their live band burlesque tribute to Prince to commemorate the anniversary of his death, which is tomorrow, April 21st. Yeah, that's right. It's already Is it 1 year or two now? Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Now, they last did it. They last staged it last year in 2017, but they're thrilled to bring a sexy new version. Join us for a special purple tribute to the life of the man who brought so much joy and sexiness. So the Kitty Knights Prince tribute is happening tomorrow night. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Show starts at 8 o'clock. All right, it's time now for the Dave Radio call board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities, and in fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. We're starting off with a workshop. Electric Company and Radix Theatre are presenting two workshops with Jeremy James. That's happening in May the 7th and 13th. These workshops are ideal for actors, directors, choreographers, and all students of performance. The first workshop is called Body Space and the Imagination 2, The Journey. And the second one is called Before the Word, Tensions, Tics, and Character Traits. And Electric Company is offering two full scholarships for these workshops. Priorities will be given to unrepresented artists. You can find out more by checking out their website, electriccompanytheater.com. The Jesse Awards are calling for submissions for the John Moffat and Larry Lillo Award. This award is given annually at the Jesse Richardson Theater Awards banquet. It's intended to assist mature West Coast theater artists to further their artistic development and takes the form of a $2,000 cash award established in memory of John Moffat and Larry Lillo. Applications will be considered for projects, courses, or to fulfill your heart's desire. Required is a West Coast residency or connection and a minimum of 10 years artistic, administrative, or technical professional theater experience. Submit a project proposal. It can simply be a letter, a resume, and the names and contact information of two references. The deadline for a submission is May 16th, and you can email your submission to johnandlarry@live.com. Green Thumb Theatre holding general auditions at the end of May. Green Thumb Theatre is theatre for young people, creating and producing plays that explore social issues relevant to the lives of children, youth, and young adults. Artistic director Patrick McDonough will be in attendance at this audition. You can submit electronically by sending an up-to-date headshot and resume to Bronwyn, B-R-O-N-W-Y-N, at greenthumb.bc.ca. And your deadline for submission is May the 14th. Peninsula Productions is producing a show called Next Gen for the summer. Next Gen is their youth theater company, and they're looking for creative young people who are eager to become part of the company. They want a theater maker with more than one skill. For example, an actor who does graphic design, or a stage manager who loves to sing, or a dancer who understands the importance of social media. To be eligible, students must be between the ages of 15 and 30, have been a full-time student in the previous year, be a Canadian citizen, permanent resident, or under refugee protection, and have a valid social insurance number and be legally entitled to work in Canada. You will be working and performing in the South Surrey White Rock area. You can contact peninsulaproductions.org for more information about that. Star Theatre is holding auditions this weekend for their Fringe submission, Precious Little by Madeline George. This is part of the Dramatic Work Series, so it'll be on stage at the Culture Lab at Venables and Victoria. It's a crisp, fast-moving, tough-minded but often comic play about love, language, memory, culture, and commitment. They're looking for three female identifying actors, open to casting cisgender and transgender women as well as non-binary actors for all three roles. One character is a female in her 60s, the second is a female in her 40s, and the third is a female in her 20s. You submit to Mika, M-I-K-A, at starstartheater@gmail.com, remember to include headshot and resume. And you can go to their blog at starstartheater.wordpress.com to find out more about that. Red Diva Projects and Boca del Lupo doing Peg by Marie Clements. That's happening in May at the Vancouver International Children's Festival. They're looking for submissions from theater artists who are South Asian and Indigenous. The cast of four includes one role for a South Asian female and three Indigenous male parts. The deadline is today. Website is bocadelupo.com, and that's spelled bocadellupo.com. Place des Arts in Coquitlam is preparing for their summer teen theater troupe. This year they're doing Romeo and Juliet, directed by friend of the show, Melissa Wee. The production's happening in June at the Coquitlam Town Center Park Plaza, and the auditions are Sunday at Place des Arts, which is on Brunette Avenue in Coquitlam. Looking for actors between 15 and 18 with a strong commitment to the work and a willingness to have fun. And if you want more information on that, you can contact Michael Farah. He's the coordinator of programs and events for Place des Arts, and his email is mfarah, M-F-E-R-A, at placedesarts.ca. Pi Theater, doing a play called Her by Taylor Mack. Taylor Mack is a critically acclaimed genderqueer playwright and one of the boldest and most uncompromising creators working in theater today. So this is a real opportunity for the right person to play the role of Max, a transgender child at the age of 17, looking for to cast an actor who was assigned female at birth and identifies as trans, non-binary, or genderqueer. The auditions for that are happening April 23rd and 24th. The production is going to be on in November at the Annex on Granville, or on Seymour Street. And you can contact Shayna Goldberg at gm@pietheater.com to submit your resume and headshot. We've got a play going on in Tsawwassen called The Wild Guys by Andrew Regan and Rebecca Shaw. It's happening in June at the Tsawwassen Arts Center, produced by Sidekick Players. They're holding auditions for four males, late 30s to mid-50s. And the auditions are happening on Monday and Tuesday, the 23rd and 24th, at the Tsawwassen Arts Center. You can find out more by emailing sidekickplayers@outlook.com. We've got a couple more left here. We've got Axis Theater doing Robinson Crusoe and Friday. Audition is next Friday. This is a play that's going to be going on tour across Canada and the United States from September 10th to December 8th. So they're looking for someone who is prepared to go on the road. Looking for an actor between the ages of 20 and 35, open gender, but you must have a valid passport and BC driver's license. The audition is happening next Friday, and you could submit at axistheater.com. Cause and Effect Circus play is called The Blues Circus by Chris Murdoch. Cause and Effect is a rising theatrical circus company looking for performers for a live music and circus show set between completion of the two Trans-Canadian Railway lines. So it's sort of late 19th, early 20th century. It's a blend of concert, play, traditional circus, and contemporary circus. And it's going to be up sometime in 2019. They still haven't nailed down the schedule yet, and that will be also determined by cast availability. The auditions are next weekend, April 29th and 30th, at Presentation House in North Vancouver. And they're looking for people with some experience in physical theater and dance, also physical comedy, looking for acrobats, aerialists, and movement specialists. The show is set to live blues and Canadian folk music and narrated by the lead singer of the music ensemble. As the show is set in the beginning of the 1900s, some of the circus is in traditional style. One scene is set in a three-ring circus tent, another in a cabaret theater setting, while throughout the show, contemporary circus acts are used to express emotion or set scenes. This sounds like a really ambitious show and could be very, very exciting to work with. You can find out more. You contact Yuki Ueda, that's Y-U-K-I-U-E-D-A, and their email address is jugglerzen, J-U-G-G-L-E-R-Z-E-N at gmail.com. The Vancouver Academy of Music is producing a theater program for young people, and that's happening throughout the summer. They're doing two shows. One is a production of Side by Side by Stephen Sondheim, and that is looking for... where is it now here? I've lost the thread. Culminating in a semi-stage production of Side by Side and a full production of The Emperor's New Clothes. And the rehearsals will cover principles of acting and movement with primary focus on essential vocal technique under the guidance of industry professionals. Auditions for Side by Side are May 7th, and Emperor's New Clothes are in May. Ruby Slippers doing Les Belles Sœurs by Michel Tremblay. That's happening in October. And the audition is May the 8th at Carousel Theater. And Sidekick Players, another one in Tsawwassen. This one is called Burned by John Miggleton. And it's a brand new Canadian murder mystery comedy. And that's auditioning in May. And one more. The Kaleidoscope Theater for Young People in Victoria are holding their general auditions for the 2018-2019 season in Richmond. And that's happening in May. And you can send your resume to generalauditions@kaleidoscope.bc.ca. All right. We are almost done here. Let's see. We were going to play one more song. And let's play Cheech and Chong.
One sunny day I was riding my bike and smoking a joint, cause that's what I like. A policeman stopped me and began to stare, and he said, "Hey sonny, what you smoking there?" I said, "It's a reefer, do you want some, policeman? It's a reefer, do you want a blast? It's a reefer, do you want some, policeman? Or would you prefer me to shove it up your ass?" Well, he put me in his car and he left my bike and he took my reefer, which he quite liked. We got to the station and his eyes were all red, and the sergeant said, "Constable, you're out of your head." He said, "Yeah, it's a reefer, do you want some, sergeant? It's a reefer, do you want a blast? It's a reefer, do you want some, sergeant? Or would you prefer me to shove it up your ass?" Well, he suspended the constable for his little joke, and he went to the bathroom to have a little toke. When he got back, I'd rolled another eight, and they were being passed round every copper in the place. Well, I sold them 2 ounces and 1/16, and they rolled the biggest joint that the world has ever seen. And they all sang together, "It's a reefer, do you want some, mindless? It's a reefer, do you want a blast? It's a reefer, do you want some, mindless? Thanks for your company and thanks for the grass."
All right, that wasn't Cheech and Chong. It was Mindless Drug Hoover. But what the heck? That's it. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. Like us on Facebook and find us on Twitter and Instagram at Dave, C-I-T-R, Dave Radio. That's at C-I-T-R, Dave Radio on Twitter and Instagram. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CIDR.ca. We got lots of great program coming up this afternoon, although it's kind of quiet in the nest right now, but I'm sure the crowds will be swarming in any moment. And at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy with Nardwuar the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Mm-hmm.